Hey CNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and QuickCrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on this beautiful summer weekend? If it's your house, you're in the right place, because that's what we're doing, too. At least, that's what I've been doing the last few days. I've been building a laundry room in a house that didn't have one and trying to connect with the old plumbing in an old house. Oh, man. You know the analogy about pulling a string out of, like, an old jacket? It either comes out clean or just keeps unraveling. We had a lot of both in this project. You take one pipe apart and something else breaks down the line. But anyway, we got it done, because you got to just kind of stick to it with these old houses. And we're going to stick to taking on your home improvement questions, helping you with projects you want to get done around your Money Pit. Help yourself first by reaching out to us. Just go to moneypit.com, click on the blue microphone button, and record your question. Or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you've got a concrete patio that's pretty beat up, there actually is no need to replace it. We're going to share a new way to give years of life to warm patios that's really easy to do.
And no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a bit easier if the moisture from a shower or bathtub is vented. We're going to share some tips for a mold-free bath.
And have you ever tried to use paint left over from an earlier project, only to find it looking kind of chunky and disgusting maybe when you try to pry open the lid? Well, we're going to share tips on the best ways to save paint after a project and when it's actually time to go ahead and can those paint cans.
But first, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence, and we may even give you some tools to help get that job done.
That's right. We've got the summer project pack from Arrow going out to one lucky listener. It's the GT300 high-temp glue gun and the TacMate staple gun, worth $65. If you want to win it, you got to pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement questions or post them at moneypit.com. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
We've got David in Arkansas on the line who needs some help with a painting question, specifically about vinyl siding. What's going on, David?
Yeah, I'm purchasing a new home in North Little Rock, Arkansas. And the upper part of the house is vinyl siding, and the lower part is brick.
Okay.
I don't like the color of the vinyl siding, so I was wondering if I could paint that.
Yeah, there are paints that are available for vinyl siding. It's a very specialized, you know, kinds of paint. You want to make sure that you're buying the right one. The key with painting a vinyl siding is it's got to adhere. It's got to stick. You need to use what's called a high bond primer. By bonding, we mean like sticking. So you use a high bond primer first, and then you use a top coat on top of that. Now, that said, you're not going to get, you know, 20 years out of this. It's going to probably be a typical, you know, 7-8 years of life out of the paint job. But you definitely can paint it. I would recommend that you spray paint this. You can either, you can do this yourself. You can buy your own spray painter, like Wagner makes one for $300-$400. You can buy a good quality one and spray the house yourself. Or you can hire a pro, because it is very difficult to get paint where it has to be when you're dealing with vinyl siding and all those nooks and crannies, if you know what I mean. So I think it's best applied by a spray.
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate the advice.
Pam in Maryland, you've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
Off of my master bedroom, it has a small deck out there. Apparently, the seal has broken. It's two pieces of glass that had some sort of, some sort of thing inside of it, and it's now looking really milky. I'm wondering if I can replace it by getting another glass door, or can I replace the glass alone?
Okay, so what's happening is you have insulated glass, and that seal between the panes of glass is called swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, then moisture gets in there between the panes of glass, and then you get condensation, which is that white, milky, yucky appearance of the glass. Now, it impacts the energy efficiency, in some way. But other than that, it's pretty much just cosmetic. And I say that because it's not an easy fix. You have to replace the sliding glass door or replace the glass, and it's probably less expensive to simply replace the door itself. You get a good quality Pella or Anderson sliding glass door there, and you're not going to have to worry about glass that fails for a very, very, very long time. And I think that that is probably the best way to attack that problem. Either live with it and accept the fact that it's going to be yucky looking, or replace it with a new, good quality slider.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, would you love to have a beautiful paver patio, but you're stuck with a yucky-looking concrete slab? Well, we can help fix that in a weekend. Learn how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deitch Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Well, summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or contact you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you got some home improvement questions, but you don't really know where to turn for answers? Well, come on, guys, turn to us. Whether you live in a house, a condo, an apartment, whatever it is, we can help you with answers to questions about remodeling, renovation, even decor.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast. Well, no matter what you're working on, we've got a great reason for you to reach out to us with questions because we'd love to help. We'd also love to give you a summer fun pack from Arrow. It includes two tools, the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun and the TacMate Staple Gun. Now, that glue gun is a high-temp glue gun. It's heavy-duty. It's durable. It's great for pro and DIY home repair applications. It heats up fast, and it's got a drip-resistant nozzle going out to one caller along with the TacMate Staple Gun. The package is worth $65. If you'd like to win it, give us a call with your home improvement questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat, and we might just be sending you that summer fun project pack from Arrow Fastener. The number again, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions by clicking the blue microphone button on moneypit.com.
Michael in South Carolina is on the line, has some questions about how a home should be built. Tell us about it.
What is better, to have a stick-built house or a modular home built house? A modular built house.
Yeah, so that's a great question, and I think they can both be just fine ways to build a home. Let's explain stick-built for those that are that don't understand what we're talking about here. So a stick-built is the way a home is normally built. Basically, it's built one stick at a time, so one beam at a time, one stud at a time. It's built on the ground. A modular home, on the other hand, is usually factory-built, and when it's factory-built, you have some advantages in terms of buying power and quality of lumber and accuracy of cuts. It's usually shipped to the lot. There's different types of modular. It could be one building. It could be in sections. Typically, the truck that brings it also has a crane attached to it and drops these pieces in one at a time. But basically, it's pre-built as much as it's possible. Typically, you may have to frame the floor on top of the foundation, which is site-built, and then the modular construction kind of drops in place on top of that. You know, one of the advantages is also that it goes together pretty quickly in terms of the frame. But I think that both ways of building a home, the outside always goes together quick, and you kind of, as a consumer, think, oh, look, it looks like a house. I must be close. Well, that's just the very beginning, because it's all the work inside that really takes the time. So I think they're both good ways to build a house. I don't think one is necessarily better than another, but I think they're both very viable options. Are you leaning one way or the other?
Well, I was leaning, I was sort of leaning toward modular because of they are very sturdy because the way they're built. They're heavier build than a stick build. So I, you know, being down here on Hilton Head Island, I was thinking about building, because we're going to build on the marsh, I was thinking about building, you know, having the modular home built, you know, because of the strength of it, because they say these have to take like hurricane force just to drive over the road with those modules. So.
Yeah. Okay. But you can build a stick-built house to withstand hurricanes as well. And if you're building on a marsh, you know, whether you have stick-built or modular, what's really going to be important is that foundation. It's probably going to be a piling foundation if it's on a marsh. either one is an option. Because you are going to be in a hurricane area, by the way, that sort of brings up another point of conversation, and that is there's a building code called Miami-Dade Code, and it's well regarded as the most durable building code in the nation for building homes that can stand up to weather. So you don't have to be in Miami to use it, but there's some very specific elements to that that talk about, you know, the type of roof shingle that has to be a high wind roof shingle and the most appropriate siding materials and whether or not you want to have windows that are impact resistant. So there's a lot to hurricane resistant construction, and you might want to dig in to look up some articles on Miami-Dade Code and some of the features and benefits, because I think that's something you should educate yourself on if you're going to build in that area.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you for giving me that information.
Sandy in Florida is dealing with a squeaky door. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we've had this squeaky door now for 3 years. We've tried putting oil on it. We've tried using WD-40. And then we went out and bought 3 new hinges and put on it. And it still is a squeaky door.
Are these hinges sort of standard hinges?
Yes, it's just 3 standard hinges.
So what you might want to do is go out and buy some ball bearing hinges. There are some upgraded hinges. They're often used on heavier doors, but they rely on ball bearings to open and close instead of just the metal sitting on top of the metal. There's actually bearings there that the different sides of the door will ride on, and those will be absolutely quiet and they'll last forever.
Wow. Where would they carry those?
Well, I would expect that you would find them. You may need to go to a home center and order them. Go to the millwork section of a home center, bring an old hinge along, and try to order a ball bearing hinge to match it, or your hardware store, or you can probably find them online as well.
Yeah, that's what we'll try. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, for most homes, a backyard patio is home base for all of your outdoor living activities. But if your patio is old, worn, cracked, you kind of don't have that many options to spruce it up. Painting or staining, that usually doesn't make it look all that much better. And tearing out the old concrete and pouring a new one is often messy and can be expensive.
Well, there is another way, another option, a better way, in fact, to do a patio makeover. You can renew an old patio, a sidewalk, or another concrete surface with no demolition by using Milano pavers from Pavestone. Now, these pavers are unusual. They're just 3 centimeters thick, which is about 1.25 inches. And from the surface, they look just like the full-thickness concrete brick pavers. But because they're installed on top of the old patio, they just don't need to be that thick.
Now, the 3-piece system is installed in basic patterns, directly over the concrete that requires very little surface preparation. And that makes this project really budget-friendly, and it's an easy project for a do-it-yourselfer to get done. And it really makes you feel so accomplished because it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's really pretty simple. You basically set the border, right, whether that's like a single brick or a double brick or a triple brick pattern, and you use construction adhesive essentially under that border. And then all the rest of the pavers can just lay right on top of the concrete. They don't need to be glued in. And then when you're done, you fill them with stone dust like you would a regular paver project, and there you have it, a beautiful new paver patio that you knocked out in the weekend that's really simple to do. If you want to learn more about Milano pavers, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Well, many, many, many of you entered the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes that was presented by LL Flooring, and we picked our winners. We have 3 fantastic winners for the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes, and Sandy from Lake Forest, Illinois, is actually our grand prize winner. But Leslie, she doesn't know that yet.
I love it. It's a big secret. She has no idea.
So we're going to give her a call. We're going to tell her all about it. She's going to get a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring. She's going to get a new vacuum cleaner to clean up after the pets and all kinds of fun stuff. So let's give her a ring, Les, and see what happens. Hey, Sandy, it's Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Show.
I'm glad to hear you.
Well, Sandy, thanks for entering the LL Flooring Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes. I've got some great news for you. You are one of our winners. You have won a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring. So how about that?
Oh, yes.
So how are you going to use that flooring gift card, Sandy?
Interestingly enough, we have a room in the house that is, we call it our pet room, and we've been complaining about the floor for a long time, and it sounds like it's going to go towards a new floor.
Well, that's fantastic. I imagine with a name like the pet room, you've probably had some pet incidents in there and you're maybe looking for something more durable?
They're slate, so they're all cracking and everything. And then the dogs themselves aren't doing the damage to it. It's just that they're old and we need a new floor. But this is the room that we keep all the pets in because we foster dogs.
So you have your own dogs, then you have dogs that you foster. Tell me about your own dogs.
Our dog is a pit bull. She's 11 years old, which is getting old for pit bulls. We always have anywhere from one to even a litter of puppies that she helps take care of, and she's the best surrogate mother in that respect.
Well, that's fantastic. So she's like the mom, the grandmom, all in one. What's your dog's name?
Her name is Bitsy.
Aw, Bitsy. That's so cute. So Bitsy's your dog, and you guys help to take care of these wonderful foster dogs. I kind of feel like they really got so lucky when they step into your home.
They don't even know how good they have it. Actually, they find out soon enough how good they have it.
So what do you think would make a good floor product for Bitsy and the foster dogs?
Well, something that can get wet because we have to wash them a lot and still look good and rich. I'd like it to match the rest of the house, which is a hardwood. I just got to look around and see what we can find.
Well, there's a lot of terrific options at LL Flooring. You might want to take a look at the engineered vinyl plank products or the new Duravana hybrid resilient flooring. That's gorgeous as well. Super tough stuff. I just put that in our laundry room because I wanted something that was really durable and could hold up to the water. So you entered the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes. Do you like to enter sweepstakes in general, or was this something you picked out because of the needs for a new floor with your pets?
Well, a friend told me about the sweepstakes. I entered it, I think it was online. And then I saw by reading the rules that I could get extra entries by posting a picture on my Instagram page every day. So it gave me a chance to go through all my pictures, and I posted one a day for, I think, about 30 days.
We're glad you did. We had over 10,000 entries, and I got some news for you, Sandy. I told you that you were a winner, but what I didn't tell you is you are actually our grand prize winner of the Floof-Proof Pet Sweepstakes, and that means you're going to get the $1,000 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Plus another $50 gift card from Chewy.com.
Good.
And you get to choose a Bissell vacuum cleaner worth up to $400.
Wow.
That will help keep all of that pet hair in check.
Uh-huh.
And you get a matching set of pet and human pajamas valued at $50. So you are going to be decked out. Your floor is going to be great. You're going to be able to keep up after Bitsy and those foster dogs with a brand new vacuum. All for entering the sweepstakes. So congratulations. We are so thrilled for you. And what a great winner, doing great things for pets out there, taking care of all those foster dogs. How long have you been doing that?
Bitsy was a foster dog, and we ended up keeping her, and she's 11, so at least 11 years, maybe 12 years total.
Sandy, this is awesome. We're so happy that you won. Good luck with everything that you do with all those pups in your house. And please, please, please be in touch after you get your project done with LL Flooring so we can see how amazing this new space looks and hear all about the project.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now.
Thanks so much for joining us this summer weekend. I cannot believe that we're like one or two weekends left in July. It's just amazing to me that the summer is flying by. So what are you working on? How are you getting your house ready to enjoy for the rest of the summer? And what are your projects that you're thinking of taking on for the fall? Whatever it is, give us a call. We are broadcasting the Money Pit to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Coming up, are you tired of cleaning mold from your bathrooms? Well, the simplest long-term solution is ventilation. We're going to tell you what you need to know for a mold-free bath next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary, 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Where home
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, you guys love your home, but sometimes feel like it's like an endless pit into which you throw money into for home improvements and repairs and spur-of-the-moment remodeling projects. Well,
all of that.
We get it because we're one of you, but we can help you spend that money wisely. If you've got questions about projects you want to do, you are doing, you tried to do, give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
All right, now we're talking about Mother Nature here with some solar power. We've got Rick from Illinois on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was just wondering if you folks had a good, reputable company that can install solar panels on the ground. I don't want them on my roof.
You want them on the ground so you have enough space to have a mini solar farm here on your in your yard? Is that the idea?
Yes. And on the north side, there's no neighbor trees that are going to create shade. I have enough room there. My lot is almost 240 feet long.
Well, I think it's a neat idea conceptually. I've got some concerns about solar companies in general. Now, what I have found, and I've talked to a number of them as a consumer, and one of the benefits of being primarily in media on the radio is they don't know who I am when I sit down with them, and they treat me like any other consumer. And I will say that, boy, there's an awful lot of kind of like stretching and bending of the truth when it comes to the real savings, because very often there's different ways to pay for it. You know, you could buy it outright, but almost no one does that. You can lease them, but then you're always going to have this payment that's due. You can lease them against what they're earning, but you still have the responsibility for the lease. Then comes the issue of what kind of maintenance that they need. Even more of a concern when it's on a roof, because, you know, if you're going to put it on the roof, you want to make sure you're putting it on a new roof. And that was the last time I looked at it. When we looked at a new roof here, I thought, okay, this would be a good time to think about whether or not it makes sense to have solar on the roof or not. And the bottom line was I decided it was not a good idea. I was too uncomfortable with the sort of false claims of savings. And when it all came down to it, I wasn't really going to be saving that much money for all the expense and the risk of having the equipment. Now, I'm not saying that that's going to be the same for everybody, but I am saying this, Rick, be careful when you talk to folks that are in that business. Be aware of what incentives are out there that are offered by the state, the local, and the federal government. I don't have specific answers for you on this, but I can tell you how to go about doing it, and that's one of the things. Make sure that you do the research on the incentives and see if they apply to solar panels that are installed on land, on property, in addition to those that may be on the roof of a home, and kind of take it from there. But I wouldn't rush into that. I would really think about it very carefully and very deliberately, because that's a big project, you know. I mean, just the infrastructure there, the wiring of everything that has to go together, there's a lot to be done. You should definitely go slowly.
Thank you so much.
Well, no one likes cleaning mold and mildew in a bathroom, but that job can be made a lot easier if the moisture from that shower or bathtub is properly vented out. And too often, though, that isn't the case. Now, building codes don't even require a bath vent fan if a bathroom has a window, which, I mean, is really just silly, because how often is that window actually circulating the air in and out of that bathroom efficiently? I mean, it's crazy. And then who wants to open the window in the middle of January when you're trying to take a shower and then it's freezing? So, I mean, it's not ideal. But window or not, a properly sized and installed bathroom fan really is the best way that you can make sure that that moisture doesn't build up, and then that's going to prevent the mold.
Yeah, and that's the problem, because a lot of fans are just too small. So how do you make sure the fan's the right size? Well, there's a simple rule of thumb. Bath fans are rated by CFM, or cubic foot per minute, based on how much air they move. And the rule of thumb for sizing a bath fan is really easy. You need 1 CFM for every square foot of floor space. So if your bath is 80 square feet, you need an 80 CFM fan. Now, that will change if the bath has high ceilings, but for the most part, you can rely on that estimate of 1 CFM per square foot. Now, it's also important that the fan be vented outside. And I can tell you, through my many years as a home inspector, that's not always the case.
I see a lot of folks that will vent fans into an attic, which is also silly because that way you're dumping all that moisture into the attic. It's going to condense. You can get mold up in the attic. You can get your insulation damp and it doesn't work very well. Or they'll try to drop it into the soffit, figuring the soffit's already vented. No, no, no. You need to run it through a standard exterior vent with a little damper on it that opens up when the blower comes on, and that way you'll know that it's done right. And lastly, it helps if you've got the bath on a timer so that you can set it to run for at least 10 minutes after you leave the bathroom. This way, any residual moisture is exhausted out before it has a chance to sort of fuel the next round of mold and mildew. It's all about managing that moisture. If you have the right size fan and you run it the amount of time you need to, you're good to go. You can also look for fans that are on humidistats, and they'll just come on automatically when the moisture levels are high, and they'll stay on until it drops.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack. You mean width? It's open an inch and a half.
Well, they are. Well, you can't see through the crack. But the walls are bending in. We've even put, like, reinforcement.
All right, so horizontally, like, the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal, yes. But the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house. Water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right. Thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
Thanks so much for joining us this summer weekend here at the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, unused paint doesn't have an expiration date, but it's not going to last that long unless you store it correctly. We've got some tips on preserving your paint so it's around for those touch-ups and new projects just ahead.
Live in a money pit.
Summertime opens the door to all sorts of new home projects, and Angie, formerly Angie's List, makes it easy to get the job done right, from routine maintenance or a dream remodel. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can actually handle the rest, from start to finish, or connect you to a top pro who can. So you can start crossing things off that 2022 to-do list in just a few taps. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete Facet and Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete Facet and Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project could be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on The Money Pit Podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab your spree at moneypit.com/podcast.
Speaking of free, we've got a great reason to reach out to us here at The Money Pit. Of course, we're going to help you with your projects, but here is the kick-butt prize option we've got up for grabs this hour. It's the Summer Fun Pack from Arrow. Now, that includes two tools. It's got a professional high-temp glue gun and a TacMate staple gun. Now, I was actually using my glue gun today for a project over at Good Morning America, and I still have to remind myself that it's hot and ready because it's not dripping. Like, I'm so used to other glue guns, like, dripping, right, dripping when it's hot. But I'm like, right, oh, this one is just ready to go. So you got to pay attention to that because these things heat up fast and are the best glue gun ever. And the TacMate staple gun, you are going to find so many projects to use this around the house for. So I promise you, this is a great prize pack. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, and you'll get your chance to win this tool set from Arrow Fastener worth $65.
Going out to one listener, drawn at random, make that you. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or click the blue microphone button at moneypit.com.
Well, if you're taking on painting around the house, it can be hard to tell exactly how much paint you're going to need. And we end up with that extra paint all of the time. Now, that's not usually a bad thing since you can use that extra paint, you know, touch-ups, small projects here and there. But here's the trick. You have to keep that paint from drying out and going bad, which isn't as easy as you think it is.
Yeah, there's actually two things that cause paint to go bad. Exposure to air is going to affect the consistency of the paint, and of course, eventually let it dry out. But secondly, you can get microorganisms in the paint, and that causes a bacterial growth and a really nasty kind of rancid smell. And here's a clue. If the paint can is bulging, it means it's probably gone bad. And if you take a whiff, if you open it and there's a sour or rotten egg smell, the paint may have mold. If it seems okay, then just look for a thick film on the surface of the paint
or make sure the paint mixes properly. If you see any little chunks of dried out paint in there, then it's just no good and you should move on and get some new paint.
Yeah, so now you've painted your project at home. What do you do with that leftover paint? You, first of all, should be storing it in an airtight container, either the original can or a clear jar or container, anything that has a secure lid. Then you carefully want to clean the rim and firmly close that lid to seal that paint can or vessel, whatever you're using, jar, as really well sealed as possible. Now, another trick that can help, since closing up that paint can is never as good as that seal you get when that can is new, get in the habit of storing that paint can upside down on the shelf. It's not going to leak, and any tiny openings letting in air is going to be sealed off because that paint can is upside down, so it's sort of sealing itself and making itself more durable.
Now, as for storage, it's really best to store the paint at room temperature or in a dry place that's out of direct sunlight or extreme hot or cold. I always keep my paint cans in the basement because that's just the right temperature, and they actually last quite a long time. Sometimes I do forget, though, to put them upside down. That really is a good tip because no matter how good of a job you do wiping the lid of that paint can, you almost always get some air in it, and that's what really starts the process towards making it dry out or just go bad.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, carpenter bees have that name for a reason. We're going to share how to deal with this flying wrecking crew when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Eat it. They can't drill through it. Not to say they won't try. I found when I've done this in my house, they keep coming at it thinking, looks like wood. Doesn't taste like wood. Maybe I should move on. And eventually they do. But they are very aggressive, Leslie. You're right. I always think of them as kind of like, you know, when you see like a little dog that's really loud, it's kind of like they overcompensate because they're not big physically. So they just yap a lot. That's kind of like the carbon bees. You know, they don't have the stinger, but man, they come right at you and make you think that they did.
And they're so big and they're shiny. Like they have shiny butts. It's amazing.
They're like low flying attack helicopters.
Truly. All right, Emily, that's going to help you out there. Now, Doug wrote in, somebody gave me a new 15-inch attic fan, and I'm considering installing it, but I also wondered, is it even economical to run an attic fan?
Well, I think you're asking the question about the electricity, which is minimal, but there is an economic consideration here, and that is that if you have central air conditioning and you run an attic fan, typically that will depressurize the entire house. It will reach down into pre-powerful, and it will reach down into the house through all the nooks and crannies in the walls and can steal off some of your air conditioning. So that actually can add up to an expense that you didn't really consider because you end up having to pay to replace that cool air to keep the house exactly kind of where you want it to be. A better option is just to have plain old passive roof vents at the ridge and at the soffit, going down the peak, going at the overhangs that let in fresh air all year long. In the summertime, that will cool the attic. And in the wintertime, it will take out the damp, moist air, which makes the insulation more effective.
Now, Tom, how do you kind of set up these attic fans? I mean, is it a one-size-fits-all? Is there one setting? How do you know how to operate it efficiently and, you know, put it in the right spot?
Yeah, the attic fan will come based on the size of your attic, basically. So you kind of figure roughly figure out the size of the attic, how many cubic feet you want to move. But there's a thermostat on it. You set that thermostat at about 100, 110 degrees. And this way it only comes on when it's super hot up there. You don't want to let it go any hotter than that or any cooler than that because that's just going to waste energy. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your beautiful summer day with us. We hope you picked up an idea or two that will help you with a project you're doing now or one that you're going to tackle in the future. If you've got questions, you can always reach out to us anytime by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions at moneypit.com. We are always ready to help. And until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Turning Point USA holding a student action summit in Tampa, Florida, a nonprofit organization that advocates for conservative values on high school, college, and university campuses. Meeting this weekend to hear a number of speakers, one of which was former President Trump, who told his audience today young Americans don't like the policies of the current president.
Given Joe Biden's atrocious record, it is no wonder that young people are deserting them, and the Democrats are deserting them in droves. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Mr. Trump says the radical left is a movement of the past and reiterated that Make America Great Again is the movement of the future. More than 400 firefighters on scene at Yosemite National Park battling a blaze that's already destroyed 10 building and structures, threatening 2,000 more. Park Service Public Information Officer Kevin Sweeney says the Washburn fire is about 5,000 acres and 79% contained.
It is good news. These firefighters have done really an outstanding job of getting that containment up to nearly 80% so quickly. The fire started on July 7th. So here we are just barely 2 weeks past that, and to have a fire this size contained that quickly is a real testament to the work they've done.
White House reporting President Biden likely contracted the highly contagious BA5 variant of the coronavirus.
Biden's doctor reports the president now has body aches and a sore throat, but is isolating and recovering and continues on the oral antiviral treatment Paxlovid. His blood pressure and respiratory rate remain entirely normal, and his oxygen levels are excellent with no shortness of breath at all, according to his doctor. Biden tested positive Thursday, and preliminary sequencing of the virus indicated BA5, which is an offshoot of the Omicron strain that emerged late last year.
Julie Walker reporting. More at townhall.com.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The fight for the unborn is raging in our country. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for many states to ban or severely limit abortion. The debates have never been stronger. During this critical time, the award-winning film, The Matter of Life, cuts through the rhetoric and hatred and exposes the real issues surrounding the plight of the unborn. The Matter of Life. Stream it today at SalemNow.com and have your own life transformed as you watch The Matter of Life.
While visiting the Middle East recently, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says President Biden had opportunities to tackle serious substantive issues like Iran, but thinks the president failed in a key point.
The president will say again and again and again that he is committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. What he's not willing to say, and what we need him to say, is that he's not willing to enable Iran to have the power, the ability to make a nuclear weapon.
During an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Oren says during Mr. Biden's meeting with Saudi leaders, he failed to confront them on a number of issues, from the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi to energy, which didn't sit well with members of his own party.
The progressives didn't like that. The question is, what was he going to get for it? But he didn't get the gas prices down either, as far as we know. He didn't get what he needed in terms of oil production.
Speaking of, AAA reporting the national average for a gallon of gas today, $4.38 a gallon. More at townhall.com. On the medical front, it's been thought to have been long gone, but now New York is reporting its first case of polio in the U.S. in nearly a decade.
State health officials say an unvaccinated young adult from a New York City suburb had developed paralysis. Polio symptoms developed a month ago. Dr. Jennifer Nuzzo is at Brown University.
This isn't normal. We don't want to see this. And it's really a consequence of low vaccine coverage, or lower than we'd like to see vaccine coverage.
The person is no longer deemed contagious. Dr. Nuzzo says if you're vaccinated against polio, don't worry.
But in communities where vaccine coverage is low, then we do worry about spread.
Vaccination clinics have been scheduled in New York. Polio was once one of the nation's most feared diseases, mostly affecting children. Because of vaccines, it was declared eliminated in the U.S. in 1979. I'm Ed Donahue.
And be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
You live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump, or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and Quikrete. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the home improvement, the home decor, the home remodeling projects that you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with your how-to questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions online just by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, for family pets, the backyard is a place to relax and burn off some energy and play with friends, both human and furry. We're going to share four tips to help you improve your outdoor spaces to keep pets safe in summer and their humans happy.
And outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and one of the best ways to start creating that space is by building a deck. We're going to share a new kit that's available to help you do just that.
And if your yard's become an all-you-can-eat buffet for deer and wildlife, you might want to try out some of our humane ideas for stopping all the chomping. We'll tell you what you need to know.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. What are you guys working on? Reach out to us so that we can give you a hand and maybe even give you some tools to help you get that job done.
Yeah, from Arrow Fastener, we've got the summer project pack. It includes the GT300 glue gun, our favorite glue gun, which my kids think are so dorky that I've got a favorite glue gun. Hey, listen, it's a tool. I got a favorite hammer. You know, I got a favorite saw. And, yes, I have a favorite glue gun. So that's going out to one caller drawn at random, along with a TacMate staple gun worth $65. So if you want to win it, and this way you can have a favorite glue gun too, give us a call with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it online at moneypit.com.
Heading out to Delaware, where Harry's dealing with a dirty kitchen floor. Tell us about what you see.
Over the years, it's become quite dingy and rough looking.
I wonder if you have any suggestions or recommendations on a product to bring it back, brighten it up again.
So, Harry, with a 20-year-old floor, I don't think you're going to be like sprucing it up to the point where you're feeling like you've achieved what you want. I mean, that floor doesn't owe you a dime, buddy. It lasted all those years, and I think it's time for an update. And the good news is that there's plenty of floors available now that weren't in existence 20 years ago that are great for kitchens. A whole bunch of different products that are out there for wet locations, places that are really durable. You can choose from a laminate floor that have, there's a product called laminate. There's an aqua seal product from LL Flooring where the laminate boards seal together and won't let water come through. You can use an engineered vinyl plank. You can use an engineered floor if you like real hardwood, or you can use a stone hybrid product. These are all products that are really, really tough and great for a kitchen space. And you know what? The installation's gotten a lot easier, especially with those vinyl products. They just snap together and they float on top of what's there. So all you have to deal with is really the transition to whatever room is adjacent to that. And maybe a little trim around the side, and that's it. You're good to go. So I think that's really the best solution now. I don't think we're going to be able to give you any other grand ideas for a 20-year-old floor that's going to be able to bring it back.
All right, Pat in Michigan, tell us what's going on with the leak.
We had some shingles that blew up, and the water got underneath, and it leaked, and then onto my ceiling. You know, we had high winds with, like we call side, you know. And so I've had the roof repaired, but I still have some leak water stains on my ceiling, and I'm trying to figure out how to cover them up, you know, without having to paint all of the ceiling. And my ceilings have never been painted. It's just raw drywall, but it's been textured.
Now, since this was storm damage, did you think to call your homeowner's insurance company?
No, because there's only three little spots. Like one is a dime size, one is a quarter size, and the other one's like a dollar bill size.
Well, just for future reference, whenever you have shingles that blow off and leaks occur, that is why you pay for homeowner's insurance. So small or big, that's the kind of thing that's covered. You know, if it was a worn-out roof, that's one thing. But if you have storm damage where shingles blow off and water gets in, then you could have had that whole ceiling repainted at the expense of your insurance company. But, okay, we're past that now, so the question is, how do you deal with those stains? Whenever you have a water stain on a ceiling, you have to prime that spot. Since there's small spots like that, you can spot prime it, which basically means just to prime over those little spots themselves, and then you'll paint over that. You'll have to, if you don't have some of the original paint, you're going to have to pick up something that matches.
There is no paint. This is just drywall, textured drywall, and they did not paint the drywall.
They never painted the drywall?
No. Ceilings here are not painted unless you ask for it.
Okay. Well, all I can tell you is if you want to get rid of the stain, you have to prime it. You have to prime on top of it. If you don't prime on top of it, anything that you put over that is going to leak right through. So it might be time to think about painting the ceiling, Pat.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, thank you very much. I certainly do appreciate your time.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, are you enjoying your backyard spaces this summer? Well, what about your pet, your floof? We're going to have tips to make sure your floof has a safe and fun space to play when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can get yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
And if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, you could just win yourself the Summer Project Pack from Arrow, which includes two tools, the GT300, which is a professional high temp glue gun, and the TacMate staple gun. That staple gun is durable and powerful. It's easy to use. It's got a non-marring rubber tip that keeps the projects dent and scratch-free, and the staples load with just a push of a button. The package is worth $65, going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your questions or post them at moneypit.com.
All right, heading over to Maryland, where we've got Dave on the line, who's dealing with some problems with a new roof. What's going on?
Yeah, we had a roof put on, and it's and I noticed as I'm looking at the second story for the lower part of the roof, I knew it had problems because it was leaking down there too. But the wood is all rotted out, the framework is, and they went and put new plywood on top of that rotten framework, and then put the new shingles on. And I told them, I said, no, don't do it. I said that needs to be replaced. It needs to be totally redone. Oh, well, we don't do that for you. You have to get somebody else to do that.
They expect you to take the new roof off now to replace the rotted wood that they put that they covered already?
Exactly. I'm like, what's up with that? I didn't think that was possible to do that, but they just did it and they left. And I was like, wow. The whole roof, the rest of the roof, yeah, it looks great and everything, but I don't know if any of that wood up on the top of the roof was rotted or anything. I couldn't see it, but I saw on that bottom part it was real. It was really bad.
Can you get into the attic and look at the underside of the roof sheathing?
Yeah. The upper roof, it seems to be okay because I actually tore out all the drywall and pulled out all the insulation so I could see that stuff. And okay. That looks to be okay.
Okay, yeah. So the section below that had the rotted wood on it that they covered over, how big is that?
It's probably about maybe 5 feet as far as from the house down to that part of the roof connected to the house, and
Right.
And width-wise, it goes almost all the way across.
What was on there before? That was it 1x6 or 1x8 solid sheathing? Was it the plywood? Like, what, when you saw that it was rotted, what were you looking at?
The actual frame, not the plywood that they put on top, but the actual frame itself was 2x4s.
So the roof rafters?
Yeah.
So here's what should have happened. All right. Now, I get that these guys say, well, we don't do the structural repairs. That's fair. But they did make the decision to go ahead and cover up all of that work. What they should have done is said, okay, look, we're going to do as much as we can do, which is the upper roof and these other areas of your house. But this area here, this needs a structural repair. So we either do that for you at an additional cost, which also would have been fair.
Right.
Or we have to stop the job right here and allow you the opportunity to bring somebody else in. So they didn't do either of those things. They just blew through it,
yep.
Covered the old rotted wood with new wood. And so now you got kind of a sandwich of rot there, and you're not, you know, who knows what to do with that.
And that part of the roof is hanging down, and that's where it's leaking out all the time, you know, down near the cellarway and everything. And it's a mess.
Is that sagging? Does it look structurally unsound where they re-roofed it?
It's definitely structurally unsound, yeah. It's sagging.
Now they're, what, chasing you for, did you not make a final payment or something? They're trying to chase you for the money? Or what?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, well, listen, I think you owe them part of the job. And what I would do is I'd probably pay them for, because the rot's not their fault, right? They didn't, I don't know if they made it worse, but they certainly didn't fix it. You know,
no.
Maybe you pay them, you've determined this on your own, but maybe you pay them 75% of the project because they kind of really screwed up this last piece, you know?
Paid like 75% of it, but, you know, the rest of it now they're trying to get us for, and I'm like, it wasn't done right, you know?
Yeah, right. You know, tell them to come take the roof off and leave it like it was, and then you can get it structurally fixed. So, you know, I think you're going to have to go ahead and hop on that. I make sure you do it in writing, and you tell them it's not that you're not paying it. You have a dispute on the quality of the project, so they don't, like, you know, send you the collection and say, oh, you're just stiffing them for it. You're not. You didn't do the job you were paid to do. But I do believe that when that was discovered, at that moment, they had a responsibility to tell you what your options were. You know, and this is not unusual for these guys. They're in the business, right? I mean, they open up roofs all the time and tear off roofs, and they they find bad wood when they do that. I mean, I bet you, I don't know, I haven't seen your contract with these guys.
I always replace stuff like that. When I see it, I replace it. I do home improvements myself, but I just,
yeah.
You know, we got somebody to do the roof, and it was like, okay, I'm expecting it to be done the way I would do it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. But, I mean, when you open this stuff up and you find this, most roofing contracts that I see, they actually say in it, if we find structural work that has to be done or plywood that has to be replaced, that has to be done at an additional price, additional fee. They didn't give you that option.
Exactly.
You know, so I think this is on them. I think your complaint is entirely justified. And I think you owe them part of the money for the roof, but for the rest of it, I wouldn't pay them. And I would make sure it's very clear to them why you're not paying them. You're not stiffing them. You're not looking for a discount. The fact of the matter is they've created now a bigger problem for you that would have been much easier and much simpler to repair had it been done at the right time.
That's right, yeah. Well, I thank you for your concern. I thank you for your callback also.
Well, you're very welcome, David. Best of luck with that situation. We hope it works out for you.
Well, if you love spending time out on the deck or your patio in the backyard during this warm weather, that probably goes for your pets as well. But pets can tear up a backyard space pretty quickly and even get into things that could hurt them if you're not careful. So to help, we've got four ways that you can think about improving your outdoor spaces that will help both the people and keep your pets safe as well.
First, let's talk about turf. You want to be selective, almost picky, about choosing the right plants and grasses. Now, for grass, go for something hardy that can withstand a high volume of traffic. So Buffalo and Bermuda grasses are a good choice depending on your climate zone. And if your lawn is torn up, fall is the best time to replant grass. So choose one that can really stand up to pet wear and tear. We always say plant in fall because this way the roots get a chance to grow nice and deep before the following summer. And it gives the grass the ability to kind of stand up to all that heat because it has a deep roof base that's well established.
All right. Now, speaking of turf, you want to be careful when you're using fake grass. Now, artificial turf that never needs mowing and looks really attractive year-round, sure, it's a great idea. But if you've got pets, some of the turf can get very hot during the summer, and it's also challenging to clean. Now, I don't know if I've told you guys, but I just put turf, artificial grass, in the backyard of my house. But my yard is in its entirety 16 feet by 20 feet, and I was just tired of the kids with the slip and slide and the soccer goals and the yard always having, like, ruined patches everywhere, especially being that it was so small. Well, it looks awesome. It feels great, but that yard gets a ton of sun, and even though I didn't use that black rubber mulch sort of as that filler underneath, we used like an antimicrobial white sand, it still gets super duper duper hot. So if you've got pets or small kids, you have to make sure that that grass, you hose it down, make sure you're cooling it before everybody goes out there to use it. So it's really important because it does get super hot. Now, it's also important that if you're adding plants or anything around the yard, make sure you avoid ones that are toxic that could possibly make your pup sick. Now, if you go to the ASPCA website, they've got a list of toxic and non-toxic garden plants, so check that out. And if you're updating the landscaping, you want to choose soft yet sturdy foliage near your walkways and save the delicate decorative flowers for elevated flower beds or the patio pots, whatever, just because, I'm telling you, if you have a beautiful flower, I know my dog's going to find his way immediately to it. So I just kind of keep everything out of Sherman's way.
Good idea. Now, you also want to check for hazards and eliminate them in the yard. Some paved or sandy surfaces may get too hot for your pet to walk comfortably on in summer. Look at things like tiny pebbles, thorns, or gravel. They can get caught in the paws. And check your fence line, the interior of it, to make sure it doesn't need any repairs, because a lot of dogs will sort of patrol the edges of the yard and make paths near the fence line. So plan for these sort of predictable paths in your yard. And if you find them that need any work, make sure that you take care of that. If they're rough on the paws, you can add a more gentle stone or mulch path. And while you're at it, your dog will also need a pet-friendly place to relax after a busy day of play, so make sure you've got some space set up for some shade and some napping.
Yeah, and if you want to go all out making your yard a dream for your doggy too, go for it. Here's some fun ideas that you could do. A splash pool for the pup, a sandbox for your dog to get in and dig away, which is way better than digging in the flower bed. Sherman has a favorite spot under the bushes and behind the peonies where he digs a hole in the middle of the summer and likes to sit in and stay cool. So a sandbox for your dog is a great idea. Or you can add a puppy pergola, give them some shade. Just be creative. Your canine's going to be so happy that you're doing this to make everything safer and better for them. So just have fun and everybody can enjoy that space.
Hey, we've got some great tips on building safer spaces for pets on MoneyPit.com. Just head on over and search pet safety.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
We have a swing set slash play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home centers and hardware stores, and again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay, once I have it clean, then am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't like peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, Aaron. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit on this beautiful July weekend. What are you guys working on? Well, whatever it is, we are here to lend a hand. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finished. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, building a deck is one of the best ways that you can create a very useful outdoor space. We're going to share a new kit that's just out now at Lowe's, and it's got everything you need to build a deck with Trex. We're going to explain when the Money Pit continues.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Owens is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, outdoor living spaces have never been more popular, and one of the best ways to start creating that space is by building a deck. Now, Trex and Lowe's are now making it easier and more convenient than ever before to add a deck to your home with the introduction of the Trex Transcend Deck Kit.
That's right, and the new kit includes all the Trex that you'll need to build a 12 by 16 foot deck, and it can be ordered with the click of a button on Lowe's.com. So with us to talk about that are Trex experts Stephen Phillips and Evan Sharto. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
So, Stephen, let's talk about what's happening in outdoor living. I mean, based on what we're hearing from our listeners, it seems like everybody is looking to add to or expand, I mean, just improve their outdoor living spaces. What are you guys seeing?
Explosive growth. Through the last couple of years, you know, people have kind of been stuck at home staring at their backyard project that they may have been putting off, and it has led to a ton of investment in those outdoor living spaces. We also hit a couple of key points. You know, Trex is eco-friendly, and our products are very low maintenance, and we have a brand, right, that people have heard of. So all of those things are positively impacting our demand.
Now, I think it's interesting because as much as people want to have these beautiful spaces outside, they kind of don't want to do much to keep it looking good. So, Stephen, can you explain what the benefits of composite decking is as far as low maintenance?
Yeah, so it's an engineered product. It's not, you know, wood's a natural product to, you know, use that as a comparison point. And wood requires some level of maintenance. I mean, it depends on where you live and what kind of wood you have and those kinds of things. But, you know, sanding and staining and or painting and taking care of the wood is critical to keeping it, you know, looking as good as it can and lasting as long as you can make it last. But with wood plastic composite decking, you get a beautiful deck board that really only requires soap and water maintenance. It's really, really very easy to take care of. It's almost just like washing your car. Use that analogy. It's long-lasting, durable product. Our products have a 25-year fade and stain warranty, so they're not going to change color over time. So it's a strong value proposition for somebody who wants to, you know, spend time enjoying their deck instead of cleaning it and maintaining it.
Trex decking is also eco-friendly, right? I mean, don't you have a very high percentage of recycled and reclaimed materials in the product?
Yeah, I mean, that's how the company got started, and candidly, you know, sort of how the industry got started was through that recycling effort using low-density polyethylene, which is like the grocery sack that you get at the grocery store, and hardwood flour. You combine those two materials together in an extrusion process, and, you know, it creates composite decking. So our products are 95% recycled. We've like to say we've never cut a tree down to make a Trex deck board, and that's still true. And we're really proud about that, how much material we keep out of landfills. We recycle more than 900 million pounds of materials for our manufacturing process.
Hey, let's talk about decking as a realistic DIY project. You know, it's a project that a lot of people want to tackle themselves. Is that possible, and how are you guys making it easier?
Yeah, it's very possible. I mean, it does require a little bit of skill. You have to be able to use a saw and use a drill or maybe an impact driver and things like that and measure things accurately. But with basic DIY skills, yes, an average, you know, deck rescan or deck resurface, we call it, is easily a weekend project with help from a friend. We also see the need for, you know, more guided information and helping people understand how to do things the right way. And so we started a website or addition to our website called Trex Academy. We're offering curated videos that are directly aimed at the DIYer to try to help make that project go as well as it possibly can and kind of answer those questions before they're asked.
We're talking to Stephen Phillips, the product manager at Trex, and Evan Sharto, the customer development specialist, about the new Trex Transcend deck and the new deck kit that's available at Lowe's.
It's such a nice project. How else are you, with Trex, making this process easier for homeowners to achieve that dream deck?
Trex is always looking for ways to make it easier for the consumer to make the Trex decision.
Recently, we partnered with Lowe's to introduce what we call the deck kits that include the truss components needed to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck. The kits include everything from decking to trim, fascia, hidden fasteners, all pre-selected in the appropriate quantities. So with just one click of a button, you can add everything you need to your online cart and have it ready for pickup at your local Lowe's store or ship directly to the job site. The kits are available in both Enhance and Transcend, Transcend being the one that we've most recently added to Lowe's.com. Transcend is our flagship offering, features high-definition grain patterns and rich saturated colors. The deck kit is offered in the Transcend Island Mist color, which is a cool gray variegated board to mimic the weathered look of driftwood.
I mean, that's amazing. Now, what doesn't the kit include? Because I think a lot of people are expecting to have just everything you need to build a deck from scratch.
Right. So the kit includes all of the Trex components needed for the 12 by 16 foot deck, but it does not, however, include the substructure or the railing. Those materials easily can be added based on the project needs, though.
Now, I want to talk about the fact that you can not only build a deck from scratch, but if you had no deck, you could order a Trex deck kit and build one having all the Trex material that you need there in that kit. Or you can do, I think you called it a resurface before, where basically you have an existing wood deck and you're just tired of the constant staining and the checking and the cracking and the splinters coming off and decide you just want to convert it to a Trex deck. You can do that very easily as well, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So the kit includes everything to build it from the ground up if you want to add the substructure and the railing. But if you're just reskinning the deck and you rip off the old wooden boards, it also is perfect for that too, as long as you're looking at that 12 by 16 footprint.
Absolutely. Now, I'm actually tackling that project with the Trex Transcend deck right now. And what's interesting about my project is I'm using an existing deck that's a little bit bigger than the 12 by 16 size. So I was able to add additional material to cover the existing deck, even though it didn't exactly match the footprint of the 12 by 16 kit. So that's always an option, too.
Right. Yeah. And that's the beauty of this collection page on Lowe's.com. It gives you a starting point to get to your 12 foot by 16 foot deck. But if you know that you're making something a little bigger, maybe a 16 by 20 or a 12 by 20, whatever it might be, you can add those boards in there pretty easily by just clicking up and down on the quantity box there on Lowe's.com.
Well, it's a terrific system. It's a great way to bring Trex to the consumers in a way that really everything is that you need from Trex is kind of included in the kit. So it makes it a very convenient way to build a beautiful deck. Stephen Phillips and Evan Charteau from Trex, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And remember that the Trex deck kit is available exclusively at Lowe's.com. And you can also learn more by going to Lowe's.trex.com. That's Lowe's.trex.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, are deer munching on your mums and devouring your dogwood? Well, Money Pit can help. We've got advice for keeping the deer out of your garden when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
At LL Flooring, your new floors are closer than you think. With over 500 floors that are in style, in stock, and in budget, our flooring experts are ready to help every step of the way. Whether you need waterproof flooring or real hardwood, we're here to help get your project done and done right. And with our best price guarantee, it's more affordable than you think. From inspiration to installation, get the floor you'll love at LL Flooring. And right now through August 2nd, get up to 20% off in-stock floors and more at the Summer Refresh Sale.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. I get asked a lot by listeners and friends for contractor referrals. And while I'm always happy to help, my contacts just don't cover the entire country. But there is one name I can always recommend, and that's Angie. The Angie app is the fastest and easiest way to connect with top local pros wherever you live. Just tell them about your project and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. So do what I do and download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com for any of your home needs. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
Is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? Well, post your question at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Reach out however you like because we have got all the answers that you need to get those projects done, but we've also got a great prize. We've got the Summer Fun Pack from Arrow. Now, that includes two tools, the GT300 Professional High Temp Glue Gun and the TacMate Staple Gun. Both are going to last forever. They are super durable. They're very easy to use. I promise that in a weekend, you will find lots of uses for both. But the glue gun definitely holds a special place in my heart. I feel like I'm always gluing stuff together with it. And in fact, looking for things to glue together just because I enjoy working with it so. Both of these prizes together is a prize pack worth $65. And this tool set from Arrow Fastener is going out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, whether it's the best-looking flower bed on the block or one that needs a little work, deer look at your yard and your garden, and they think one thing, lunch or breakfast or dinner or midnight snack. I mean, they are incessant.
All the snacks,
exactly.
Yeah, they really do love to munch away on very specific plants around the property. So to keep those deer away, I mean, it definitely sometimes feel like you're losing, but there are plenty of humane, chemical-free ways that you can keep them from moving into your space and kind of finding that next green yard.
Now, there are commercially available deer repellents, like Deer Off, I think, is one. They're pretty effective at making your garden less tasty. They have an odor that kind of smells like rotten eggs. And deer will find plenty of other greenery much more appetizing. The problem is you got to commit to it. You got to do it on a regular basis. I think it's about every 3 weeks. And if you skip a treatment, you're kind of right back to where you started because the deer forget they're not supposed to eat that and just go right back at it. So once you start with these types of products, you got to keep them up.
Yeah, now if you're looking for a fresher smelling approach, soap, that's another deer deterrent. You just have to buy a few fragrant strong bars and then hang them from the branches of the plants and the trees that you're trying to deter those deer from. Now, you can also try draping fine mesh nylon netting. Drape that over the hedges and the garden areas, and that's going to keep wildlife from munching on those areas as well. Or you can take the high-tech route and install a motion detector sprinkler. Now, this is kind of mean and funny at the same time, because when the deer then, or whatever, comes up to munch on the hedges, the sprinkler's going to come on and startle them and scare them away. Although, if it's super hot, they may, you know, realize that this is what's happening and be like, ooh, I'm going to go cool down and have a snack.
Take a bath and have a snack. Yeah. Now, if you want to just kind of give up on all that altogether, you could just think about replacing some of your landscape with plants that deer don't like. There are some. They don't like fresh-smelling things like lavender. We've done that a lot around our property. We also have a beautiful hedge line that is around the sort of the perimeter of our yard. And it used to be a Manhattan euonymus, which is this beautiful deep green foliage.
Oh, it's kind of green and yellow, right?
And it was really thick. Well, you can get the green and yellow, which I didn't like. That's the variegated mm-hmm. one. We got the one that was just pure green. And it looked beautiful. And they were so thick and so strong. And then they just started getting decimated by the deer because we lived near an open field and the deer were just going to head on up to the Kreitler house for a little snackarooski and go on back. And I'm telling you, all like about 3 feet off the ground, it was all like dug in with our heads like just jammed in there and just ate everything they could. So we finally gave up on it and we decided to pull them all out and we replaced them with a type of arborvitae, not just any arborvitae. It's got to be green giant arborvitae. They also call it a, let me see if I can say this word right. It's like tuja. It's like T-H-U-J something or other. Or you'll see it. Tuya or tuja. That's the same one. It's green giant. And, we've had them in for 2 years now. They're growing like crazy. I bought 4 foot plants and I think they're probably 7 to 8 feet right now. So they've just about doubled in height. They're really filling in, and I decided not to trim them. So for the first 2 years, it looked like we had a bunch of Christmas trees bordering our property. But now that they're starting to fill in, this fall, when the sun's not so harsh, I'm going to trim them into a head shape and then sort of maintain them like that from there. But they've left them alone. With the only thing they did is in the back of the house, we've got some bigger ones, and the deer like to rub their antlers on it during the mating season. Apparently, it's a thing. And they just kind of scratched away some of the bark, some of the branches, but they haven't eaten it. So I think we're convinced that it was a good move.
All right. Well, I hope it's the last thing that they're going to chomp on at your house and never come back.
Me too.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repairing, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Just ahead, could you use an extra hand around your house? Well, chances are you already have a few of them. Get advice for involving your kids and grandkids in the home improvement and teaching them a few things in the process after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, Attorney at Law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
5 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful summer weekend. We hope you guys are enjoying the warm weather and that you are taking some time to enjoy the hard work that we know you've been putting into your home. If there's a project on your to-do list, reach out to us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by clicking the blue microphone button at moneypit.com.
Whichever way you choose to reach out, join us every week here and let us give you a hand. Now, Will writes, I have a 12-foot by 40-foot concrete slab in front of my porch. I would like to put down a decorative flagstone for walkway, and I wonder what's the best way would be to do this. Should I put down a layer of sand to lay the flagstone on, or can I lay it directly on the concrete?
So you can actually put the stone down on top of the concrete. The key is this. The perimeter of that slab has to be sort of locked in when you put those flagstones down. So there you're probably going to need to glue them down in place. You can use a concrete adhesive or a construction adhesive for that and then lay the flagstone in between. You're right. The tighter you get those together, the better you'll do with that. What I would do is I would probably use a crushed gravel in between them when I'm done, because if you try to mortar it like a lot of people do, that just falls out. It looks bad. It falls out. It looks kind of nasty. So I think I would use a crushed gravel to fill that in altogether. And then I think once you're done, you may have to do it a second time because sometimes it settles a bit. But that's probably the best way to do it, and I think that could be a really attractive slab when you're finished.
All right. Good luck with that project, Will. That really makes for a great, beautiful outdoor space.
Well, if I had a buck every time I heard my kids complain that they're bored over the summer, I could probably have hired a contractor to give myself a break on projects. But that's not happening, so why not let your kids help with projects around the house? It can be a positive and successful experience. Leslie will tell us how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. You know, with a list of seasonal projects ahead of you, don't underestimate what your kids can bring to the table and what they can learn in the process. Now, a great starting point for home improvement togetherness is planning and shopping. So you want to talk through your project solution and shopping needs with the kids and then head to the hardware store together. Now, you can read signs and product labels for the list of your items, and you can pick up a pair of youth-sized safety goggles while you're at the store, because your child should get in the habit early of wearing any of those safety measures that you need. Safety goggles, work gloves, you know, long sleeves if you're working with something that could potentially be itchy or scratchy, you know, all kinds of things. So get them in the habit of being smart now. Now, when you get back home, you want to work together on your project prep. You want to put safety front and center. Let your child pass those materials to you and help with the measurements, and let them take on more age-appropriate responsibilities once they've proven their interest and skill. Now, many a handyman and handywoman got their start when an adult let them help with a project. I know that's where my love of all this came from, and Tom's as well. So if it wasn't for our parents getting us involved, we wouldn't be as in love with it as we are today. Now, once you get a sense of what these kiddos can do and what they can't do, consider delegating easier projects around the house, like touching up paint or trim in a room. And don't forget to take a before and after shot so that your kids can feel really proud of their hard work and see the difference and the amazing results. So lots of fun projects that you can do. I'm still working on getting my kids to load the dishwasher, so we'll see where we
start. Start small.
Yeah.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time, if your garden is looking like it's had a bit too much sun, one of the best ways to beat the heat and make sure your plants thrive is with micro-irrigation. Now, this is a system of drip tubing and really tiny sprayers that deliver water right where you need it and when you need it. We'll explain how it all works. It's something you can do yourself. It's not difficult. We'll cover those details on the next edition of The Money Pit. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.